Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is probably true. Please be aware that the following contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them. It all started a few weeks ago. I was having a lovely time at the gym. I wasn't working out, obviously. That's not why I go to the gym. I go to the gym to look at everyone else while they're working out. And one of the bro dudes was even giving me the eye, which was delightful. I was just about to start warming up for my marathon shower session, you know, 45 minutes is usually enough, depending on who's there to give me a good scrubbing, when the fuckening happened. I've mentioned the fuckening before. It's basically when everything's going a little bit too well, and so the universe slaps you around the face with the biggest, spikiest dildo it can find, just to remind you who's in charge. The fuckening, in this case, was a phone call.
Hello, is that Scott Rivers?
No, my name is River Scott. Not off to the best start, but this does happen quite a lot, so I'm kind of used to it.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Scott. It's so-and-so calling from the doctor's office. I just want to talk to you about your test results. Is now a good time?
Not really. I'm at the gym right now. Can I call you back later?
Okay, good. It's about the blood tests you did recently. The results have come back, and we'd like to book you in for some follow-ups. We're putting you on the fast-track system, so you should get seen pretty quickly.
Ooh, fast-track. Wait. It doesn't cost extra, does it? Because handsome, sure, charming, why not? But rich, I am not. I can't afford things like that.
Oh, no, don't worry. It's standard procedure with all of our cancer referrals.
Bam. Fuckening. Turns out some recent test results show a high possibility of colon cancer. So they want to do some more tests and stick a camera up me and have a good rummage around. The fast track system said the soonest date they could do was the 31st of January, which was a couple of weeks after this phone call. So it was like, not bad for an NHS that's had its budget slashed by the Tories and is struggling to keep me alive. To be honest, I struggle to keep myself alive sometimes, and I don't have anything near the budget the NHS does. Thing is, though, 31st of January, my birthday. Double fuckinging! I like to think of myself as something of an optimist. At this point, I thought, you know what? That'll be a great way to celebrate. One, I'll be celebrating my birthday, and two, I'll be celebrating the fact that I've been given the all clear from this horrible cancer scare. And just then, at that moment, I heard the voice of God themselves. Now, I am not a religious person, quite the opposite, in fact, but I am also a beacon of light and joy in this world, shush, and so I like to think that every now and then, the Almighty gives me a little nudge, you know, a little kind of like, you're on the right track. Keep going, kind of thing. So, just as I was planning to take the optimistic path and surround myself with friends and lovers on my birthday to celebrate not only my continued existence, but that my continued existence is cancer-free. Presumably, I'd be sitting on a very soft cushion while I was doing this. That's when God themselves spoke to me. It went like this.
Go on then, dickhead. Try it. I dare you.
So I decided to cancel my birthday plans, just in case. I've cried into a birthday cake often enough to know better than to tempt fate in situations like this. I, perhaps stupidly, kept this information to myself. I thought, well, why worry anyone else with this until I know what I'm dealing with? Which was not the smartest option, thinking about it. And in fact, it wasn't my original choice. Originally, I decided to tell people so that I could get some reassurance and a bit of support. That didn't go the way I thought it would either. The first person I told, I actually bumped into on the way out of the gym, and probably not a good idea to have started with them, but I was still processing and wasn't really thinking straight, because it turns out that they're on the spectrum, you see. I was hoping that as a spicy brain myself, we'd be able to connect over it. So I told them what was going on, and they went, "Ooh, that's a nasty one. Oh, it's a good job they caught it, because usually they don't spot that one until it gets to stage four, and then there's nothing you can do. But I'm sure you'll be fine. And I'm like, yay, okay. You have a great day. So yeah, not off to a great start. But it gets better. The second person I told was actually a lot more sympathetic. And they said all the right things, and they were very supportive and made me feel like, all right, maybe this isn't so bad. But they were also a straight person. And so after being sympathetic and stuff for approximately 20 seconds, 30 seconds, just enough to get through the automatic stuff, they came out with this.
Do you think it's because of all the sex?
Yes, Sandra, you are correct. I have, in fact, been bummed to death. How would that even work? Imagine, like, sitting around at a Sex and the City-style brunch. Not that I get invited to brunches very often, but I imagine that there are eggs and possibly cocktails involved. Maybe there's a drag queen in the background singing some shitty cover. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sitting there doing my best Samantha from Sex and the City. Oh, the sex was awful. His dick was weird. It was very unenjoyable. I wouldn't be surprised if he gave me cancer. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe, you know, I'll be laid there surrounded by several lovers, all of us coated in a fine rain of sweat as we relax after a jiggery-pokery well done. And as everyone's lighting up their cigarettes and undoing the clamps, I lean over and switch the camera off and I think to myself, yeah, I bet that was the one. I had a joke here about having ordered a glow-in-the-dark dildo off of Wish that turned out to be made of uranium or radium or something, but feels a bit low, you know? Those 10-year-old orphans are doing the best they can. They only get 4 hours of sleep a week. I'm not going to punch them while they're down. Anyway, the day rolls round. Happy birthday to me. Feet together, knees apart, squelch. So I pop off to the hospital, get into my dignity shorts, which are these kind of papery shorts with a massive fly on them, and apparently, I'm told moments later, the fly goes on the back this time, because obviously that's the area that they want to have access to. They don't need anything from the front, which is a shame, because I think probably all my assets are on the front half of my body. The back half, while essential and not awful, are not my strongest areas. So anyway, I pop back into the changing rooms, switch them round, and end up on this bed in a ward, getting ready. And they check me in with all the usual questions, you know.
Any surgeries recently?
No.
Any injuries that we need to know about?
No.
Any allergies?
Cats and weak-willed men, all that kind of thing. They even had a bit where they asked me about my preferred name, because my legal name, the one that is on all my medical records, isn't the same as the one I use every day. Because paperwork. Not a fan. Which is nice, so they write that down and then everyone does refer to me properly, which is really nice, quite sweet, quite pleased. And then just as we're finishing off all these questions, she gets to the last one and she says,
so, what is it you're hoping to get out of today's procedure?
Well, there was nothing on telly. Thought I'd do this. Gets me out of the house for a couple of hours, doesn't it? I looked at her and I was like, I want to know if I've got cancer. I thought that was the point. That's why I'm here. What else do people get out of this? And she kind of thought about it for a minute. I went,
you do get a cup of tea and a biscuit afterwards.
Oh, good. But then she actually wrote down checking for cancer or something similar on the form. And I'm just imagining what would have happened if I'd actually said something facetious. Like, I'd have got rolled in there, spoken to the consultant or the doctor or the camera pilot. I was like,
so, River, says here that you're in because you're looking for a missing AirPod.
Yes, that's right, doctor. I've looked everywhere else and I just can't find it. I'm not 100% sure it's there, but every time I fart, I do get a blast of Sam Smith, which I know isn't conclusive proof because, you know, we've all heard Sam Smith's music, but I have a feeling. So yeah, while you're up there, just grab it if you see it. They did offer me fentanyl, which was quite tempting. I always wanted to give that a go. But I decided against it because it knocks you out and I wanted to be awake for this because how often do you get to see what your insides look like without it being something catastrophic or very, very messy? Besides, I had a plan. We'll come back to that in a minute. So I went with the gas and air option and they handed me this little mask. And they're like,
all right, so it's long, slow breaths and only when you need to, okay?
Yep. Let's do this, shall we? Woo!
Well, we haven't actually started yet, Rivers. Just go easy on it for now, yeah? And we'll let you know when we're about to start.
And I'm there like, right you are, love. I'm just happy to be involved. I asked if I could bring some of this home for later, but apparently that's not allowed, which is quite disappointing. I've never seen the point of it on a night out, you know, see people with the little metal cylinders. Not my cup of tea at all, but sit me down in front of a Murder, She Wrote box set with this, and I will have the best possible night, just like... Fuck yes, Jessica! Solve those murders, you funky pigeon!
Jesus.
So anyway, this is about the point he sticks his big long thing up me, if you will, and I'm so off my tits I hardly feel it, to be honest. I don't know what all of you lot are complaining about, 8 inches being a lot. I had 3 feet up me. Not a problem. Hardly felt it. Could have done without the close-up of my hairy bumhole as the camera went towards it, but, you know. For some of you, I'm sure, it wouldn't touch the sides, but I do my pelvic floor muscles. I'm doing them right now, in fact. I have some fairly strong muscles in that area. If I clench at the wrong moment, I'll have your finger off, but that's not a problem. So we're off. It's things snaking around inside of me, lots of pink tubing. Very exciting. One thing that I didn't realise makes perfect sense, but I didn't even think about it, was this little camera isn't just a camera. If it's like tootling around inside you and it needs to get a close-up of something and there's a bit of sweet corn or something in the way, it's got a little spray on the front, like, to like wash it out the way so it can see what's happening. Makes perfect sense. Like, oh, I want to see what that is. Power wash. I mentioned this to a friend of mine, actually, and he was like, oh yeah, that's how I learned I don't chew mushrooms. It wasn't relevant to this story, but I've got a few brain cells dedicated to remembering that, and now so have you. So we're all watching this screen as this thing's wriggling around inside me. I am having a great time because I'm, you know, off my tits on the gas and air. And then there's two words. Now, these two words are never fun to hear, especially when you're not expecting them, and even more especially when there's something large stuck up your back passage. And it really kind of brought me back down to earth, these two words. Picture taken. Picture taken. It was one of those automated things, like every time you press the button. Picture taken. Picture taken. 6 or 7 times it goes off as I'm laid there, snaps me back into the room, and I'm like, right, he's not a tourist, so he must have seen something. It's not just, ooh, what a lovely bit of endoplasmic reticulum. I'm going to keep that one for the album. So I'm looking at the screen, but I can't see anything that looks any different from the rest of me. When I'd imagined this moment, I was expecting, like, something dark, maybe shiny, like, or a little cluster of, like, eyes. You know, the kind of spider's eyes, those dark and shiny kind of things. I wanted to see this thing. I wanted to be able to look at it. In my head, I'd given it a whole kind of EastEnders style thing. I wanted to be able to be like, oi, get out my ass. Which, incidentally, is a phrase that works just as well in the Queen Vic on EastEnders as it does in a colonoscopy suite. Yeah, I wanted to be able to see it. I wanted to be able to look at this thing that was growing inside of me and threatening to fuck me about. And I wanted to be able to tell it to fuck right off. I don't know if there's any therapeutic benefits to telling a tumour to FRO, but I wanted to try it. You never know, you look in a raffle, as my mum says. So I'm looking at the screen, and I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a bum camera pilot, a diagnostic clinician, whatever it is that you need to be to see that thing. I am not one. All I can see is pink tubing and a little bit of sweet corn, which makes sense. It's your insides, they're all pink. But still, I felt a little robbed of my moment. But he kept going until we got all the way to the end of my insides. And then he turned around and came back again. Couple more photos on the way back. Still couldn't see anything. And so I'm sat there as he winches this thing out of me and kind of gets me to sit there and ooze on the paper for a minute or two while he goes and finishes his note.
And then we'll talk about your results, okay?
It's the longest, what, 30 seconds, 2 minutes tops of my life. Lots of thoughts. Mostly, please don't be stage 4. Please don't be stage 4. Please don't be stage 4. And then eventually, after a couple of decades, he turns around and comes back, sits directly opposite me on his little wheelie stool as I'm still laid on the bed with my dignity shorts on. And he looks me in the eye and he's doing his best professional face that doctors do. And he says,
right, everything's normal. You can go home.
A bit of an anti-climax, but I'll take it. But the photos, what was all that about? And he says,
oh, the controls are a bit fiddly. I kept catching the wrong button.
It was a good cup of tea. And that custard cream was the best I've ever tasted. That was Probably True, the LGBTQ plus storytelling project created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you liked it, then join the Patreon, or just tell all your friends. If you didn't like it, tell me. Come at me, bro. I've been a bit lax with the Patreon compliments recently, so let's fix that, shall we? First one goes to Jeff Spencer. Jeff is the kind of person who brightens up every room they walk into, especially if they walk in backwards, because that ass. Mmm. And Matthew Covington. Covington? I don't know. Matthew is the most supportive and patient person you can ever imagine. For example, if they'd bought you a Cloner Willy kit for your OnlyFans and it had taken you months to do the thing and send them the results, then they wouldn't mind at all, and they'd be very okay with being made to wait. If you've enjoyed this and you get value out of Probably True, then please consider signing up and supporting me on Patreon. You get your own compliment, just like these lovely people, as well as access to additional stuff, extended versions, cheaper tickets whenever I do a live show, which I really should get around to organizing at some point, all that kind of malarkey. Just go to patreon.com/probablytrue and sign up for as much money as you can. If you don't have any money, because times is tight, then you can support the show just by leaving a 5-star review, sharing it with your friends, generally telling everyone how great it is and how much you love it and all that kind of thing. Take care. I love you. Mwah.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.